I'm Chris Voss, and this is a pinch me, I'm dreaming moment for me, I gotta say, because with me to discuss her new album, Song Play, is the one and only Joyce DiDonato. I'm gonna try to keep my cool, there is no guarantee, but Joyce DiDonato, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Aw, Chris, it's my pleasure. That's a great way to start this day, thank you.
So all of your albums have sort of this unique angle to them, but this one is particularly out of the box. What is Song Play?
You know, Song Play seems to be, it still feels like we're kind of trying to define it a little bit. It feels to be a fusion between the classical world and the jazz world, but I say we're still searching for it a little bit because it kind of feels like this is the way these songs have always gone. We've taken some of the old Italian art songs that every beginning voice student starts with, Caro mio ben and Sei tu mami, and we've just given them treatments with some jazz musicians. And what's the lineup of this that works so well is that we're sort of joining the Baroque world, which has always been a world about improvisation and figured basses and filling in and ornamenting. And it has just sort of slid right next to the jazz world, which has the exact same musical language in a way of improvisation and playing and bringing it to life. So I'm having the time of my life just kind of finding out this new musical potpourri, I guess.
The album has this element of play about it. I like how you described it as being playing with songs as much as a song play. I wonder what you hope that people get from the album and this approach to the music.
Part of what I hope they get is just joy. You know, every time I'm at a dinner party or throwing a dinner party, you know, I put on Stan Getz and Chet Baker and Ella Fitzgerald, and I thought, well, it's kind of a pity, you know, we classical singers never get put on at background dinner parties, you know? And I was joking with my pianist, Craig Terry, at a dinner party where this idea was kind of born, that I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have a disc that people could just relax to and could play with and could discover and just sit back and not necessarily have to invest, like if you're going to put on The Ring or something like this, invest this mental, emotional energy. And it just feels like this is a good moment in world history, in our particular moment here in the States, that like, let's just get some relief. Let's just put on some beautiful music and hopefully beautiful songs and really just revel in the joy and the play and the beauty of it.
This is this, I'm going to call it a finely tuned high-performance luxury vehicle, and I'm sort of wondering if because of that, because of your training, is it easier or is it harder to jump into that improvisatory jazz, musical theater, pop world fusion thing?
Well, I didn't set out in any way to change my singing or to try and then become a jazz singer or a pop singer. That's, we chose the repertoire really carefully so that the demand of each song is that it has a strong emotional connection and it be sung clearly. And so that's been, I think, the freedom for me. I'm not trying to be any other kind of singer than myself, but already in my repertoire, I've done such a wide range from Baroque to modern music and a lot of song recitals. So I just like to keep the kind of fluidity going. My goal is always to get right into the text and to bring these amazing melodies to life.
So I have a few favorites on this album already, but I imagine that you must also have had some that really spoke to you, that you had a lot of fun putting together. I wonder if you wouldn't mind sharing one or two that really sort of stuck out to you in this album.
Oh man, Chris, it's like picking your favorite child, you know, it's like, it's so hard. We picked each one of these so carefully. And what I'll tell you is we've just started touring. We've been in Seattle and San Francisco last night, and we're headed to your way actually soon. And each night that we're doing it, I'm finding different favorites and different things. If there's my back is against the wall and I'm being forced, that piece that I keep coming back to is like, wow, is Tu Lo Sai, which is this old Italian piece that we've given sort of a Chet Baker treatment with this astonishing trumpet player, Charlie Porter. And it just, again, it feels like one of the great all-time ballads. It's just wild that I used to try and sing that when I was in college and I couldn't succeed very well. And now here we are, you know, doing it in this style.
I mentioned that it's so exciting for me to be able to talk to you. I was first introduced to you with one of your Yankee Diva vlogs on YouTube, and you were talking about early in your career when you were just hitting your stride that being on the road was kind of hard, it was lonely, but what you found joy in was the work, and you promised yourself that you would keep going up until the work wasn't fun anymore, and then you would stop. And now, you know, you've got the Grammy. You just celebrated your 50th. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And I'm wondering, is it still as much fun as it was when you started?
Oh, but yes. Yeah, but in different ways. And if it wasn't, I wouldn't still be doing it. It's richer somehow. And I'm at this point, as opposed to when I wrote that blog, I think. I love that you read that. Is, you know, I have this real luxury of being able to really curate projects now. You know, we just finished, or sort of will finish at the end of this year, this War and Peace tour that has been on, you know, 4 different continents. And we just performed in the Middle East and in China and bringing this message of peace. And that is a real, I feel a responsibility and a real deep fulfilling pleasure for me to be able to curate these kind of things and to follow that up with something that is playful and fun and celebratory like Song Play. It's really exciting, and I find my creative juices just really sort of firing on all the cylinders. And as an artist, and in particular an opera artist, you know, that it feels like we're always stuck trying to at least rise to the level of Ghosts past, if not trying to find a way to bring something new to the table in this art form that's been here for centuries. And I respect that, and I like to try to rise to the challenge. But the idea of within that traditional art form trying to create things that have a new voice and something that shines a direct, really hot spot light on things that I'm feeling here as a citizen of the world today, I'm kind of jazzed about that.
It's a big thing in the classical music world right now anyway. I mean, there's a lot of pressure, and rightly so, to adapt, to update, to be more inclusive. And you are now one of the most visible, if not the most visible, performers in the classical world. What do you feel your role, your responsibility is in that, and how does Song Play sort of dovetail into that responsibility?
I think it's not so much about trying to make opera relevant or updated. It is relevant. Because these are timeless themes that we're talking about. In Song Play, you'll find that something like Tu Lo Sai is exactly parallel to Duke Ellington's Solitude. In my solitude. It's the same song, it's the same sentiment, it's the same yearning, it's the same loneliness. It's just trying to find a way to bring this music to new listeners, just take them by the hand and say, no, just give this a chance. Just listen. Your heart is going to explode open. In my solitude. And I think it's more of trying to steer the industry out of a mode of apology and putting our head down going, well, we know we're old-fashioned and we know that we're classical, instead of saying, have you guys heard this? And really trying to burst open the door and bring people in with a lot of enthusiasm, excitement, and integrity.
I have one last question for you, and that is, how do you think the Royals are going to do this year?
Oof. Well, I didn't think the Chiefs would make it as far as they did.
That's true, yeah.
You know, I haven't actually checked the scouting report of late, but I'm going to always cheer them on. And man, I'd love to go to Kauffman Stadium and see a win. I would love that. In October, actually, particularly in October.
Well, you'll be coming to a big baseball town next week. We're looking forward to having you. And I want to thank you very much for taking a moment and chatting with me about your new album. It is really fabulous. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Chris. My pleasure.